Went to a sale and bought two sheep, tied the two together and got a good long sip to behind them and a little twig of a stick, you know. And if they turn and one pull a cord, one each, you see, like driving a pair of horses. And you know what, I can well remember it. These two sheep got out in the night. We turned them out when I took them home and turned far up on the top on the hill here. And the sheep went back in their own pasture next morning. They said, oh, there, just the very thing I want, I said. They'll stop when that run, you see, and I don't know where to find them. So I left them on the hill. And they said, over. And then after a bit, I soon got, me and my dad, we got a grand flock of Kerries we had. Oh, we had a top in, and they used to summer here. And we'd get them down in September, sell out as we were going to sell, hold the others up, take them right up and take them onto the hill. And then when the rams run with them, well, of course, they'd got to come down. And get them down, and then after they'd been served by the rams, we used to bring them up again, and we'd keep them on this hill till November, but never after the end of November. But you never know what comes when November's gone through. And that's how I got my money, and I got a pair of horses, I'd work in them, and anybody has wanted, like, one of these little fields, small little fields about here. I know almost every one of them, I ploughed or done something on them, most of them. When have we done our own? But he'd never say that, let the horses go till we'd finished our own and we'd got a breather. Mm. I used to get a pound or two with that. Yeah. Mm. Ah. Because I was never wealthy nor nothing. Mm. And worked hard and was honest, too honest perhaps, but I don't know.
Too honest?
So much, but... I never was an edger, but
well, that looks
I know what job. They do. And what tools they want, an axe, a brummock, or a chopper. And they'd a long stale brushing hook. Mm. Well, when they come to set about, what the first job is they've got to get this here brushing hook. Clean all these long briars, these old lawyers as they call them, cut them out, and then they stand back from their fence and they look, well, is this fence 4 foot? Well, he may be. Well, there's these old great big fence sticks up. They get the chopper, and they get the tree or the bush or whatever it is with their left hand, and they nick down the ones that are on the outside, and then they pull that down, and they've got some boy or another fella or anything. As these things, you know, they get hooked in the top, you've got to loosen the top, and then you've got your fellas is with you, catches hold of these things, and you chop. And you bring him down, and always bring the heads up. Well, if, of course, if we weren't on the job, I could show you how we're like, but we can do that after.
Yeah.
I'll give you some rough idea. And then... When he's got all of these things, he's got enough to place down. There's a lot got to be cut out. Well, he cuts them as near the ground as he can, and he keeps them well away from these that are down.